What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Man, show friend of the show, IUPUI Jaguars head coach. You see him on the screen, Matt Money Crenshaw, as I call it. What's good, bro?
Just Crenshaw, not the money, baby.
Yeah, I hear that, man. I hear that, bro. Let me ask you, man, how I like treating you up there in Indy, brother, in the 317?
Nah, 317, man. The summer has been going, it's been great. Really excited about, you know, being able to continue to build the program. As you know, this summer, you know, with this climate of the transfer portal and roster changes every year, we just lost the players due to graduation. Only lost one player in the portal. So we were able to retain 10 guys, you know. So with that, you're not starting over teaching everything. So, you know, really feel good about the guys that were here last year. Got a couple guys healthy, and, you know, point guard Bryce Monroe, getting him healthy. And, the new additions that we added.
Now, Kareem, do you feel like, that's how I feel, that the guys got the experience last year who played, you know, I know it wasn't the results you wanted, but they got real minutes in real D1 basketball that you can't replicate in practice or in simulation. So do you feel like, why wasn't the results you wanted on the court, those growing pains you went through last year will help you as you go into year three right now?
You said it, you know, in sports, the best teacher is experience, you know, practice is practice, but game experience is game experience. And overall, we're essentially a young team. When you take out two players, you know, our two centers, Jonah Carrasco and Chris Austin, you take those guys out. Nobody else had played Division I basketball before besides our point guard, Bryce Monroe. And so Bryce Monroe only, you know, played two games for us, and then he was, you know, hurt with the broken wrist for the season. So everybody was getting OJ to on-the-job training. And so, they were able to get the experience, and we had those growing pains with freshmen, sophomores, people playing out of position. But they gained that experience, and as you were able to watch our team from November, and then you watched us in March, total different team. And, you know, we were able to start to establish our identity, and guys understood how we wanted to play offensively, defensively, and what Division I basketball was really about.
And for the fans who don't understand, as I told them before, the record don't really tell the true story sometimes. You don't understand circumstance. You're year one circumstance, okay? Let's not even – then we go into year two, as we just discussed. People look at your record like he can't coach, but no. You don't understand what this man had to deal with when he took over this job, and what happened on the court is out of his control. And to still see your guys play in both years now, play hard for you, is a credit to who you are as a person and your staff, because a lot of kids could have tapped out and quit. But your guys still competed every night despite limitations and things going on out of their control.
100%. And that's really what you asked for as a coach. You know, one thing that, you know, I learned and my mentors talk about, you can't control what people say. You know, you can only control, you know, how you act and how you conduct yourself. And a lot of people that make the comments, they're not in practice day in and day out. And so it's a lot with rebuilding the program. You know, it's different if you are in a transfer, you know, with the transfer portal, people have this perception that you can just do it overnight. You can with certain things. If you have NIL dollars to go out and buy a new roster, or if you have the ability to remove everybody from your program. You know, for us, that wasn't the route to take, because these young men committed to the university as well as the coach at the time. But they were going into their junior year, you know, going into their senior year, a lot of them, you know, my first year, you know, so 8 or 9 guys walked away with a degree after year one. And anytime you have to bring in 10, 11, 12 players, it's like starting over. And so that's essentially what happened with year two. Year one, a lot of guys graduated. Year two, some injuries. And then, you know, I like where we are right now, you know, but it's all steps of rebuilding a program, establishing a culture, which was mentioned, and just reconnecting with your alumni, your fan base, state of Indiana, and working our way out.
And I'll just be transparent. Crean's my friend. I ain't going to let you jokers tear down my man. And I'll be going to war for my man. I'm like, I have no doubt saying it. He's my friend. I'm not going to let, because I know what you don't know. So, I was out here on social media, man, getting in dudes' butts, talking about you. I'm like, you have no idea what this man dealing with. So,
I appreciate that. It's so needed, you know, at times, because, you know, and the staff does a good job of uplifting each other, because, you know, you're going to have them hard days when you like, you know, you had a game and you, hey, man, we're going to switch, don't switch, give up a three, losing overtime. Like, those are hard. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, it's about the growth. You know, like I tell the players, if you're the same player when you come in year one, you're the same at the end of year one, we failed. And you should grow each year, you know, on the court, off the court. So it's about holistic development with these young men. And, you know, obviously, you know, we're here to win some games, but it's also, we're here to develop these young men.
No doubt. And also, brother, like this summer, tell me some guys really popped for you in workouts when your 4 hours you had, who you saw kind of like, this guy's really grown this summer.
Well, you know, honestly, I feel like, you know, the team individually, everyone knew what it was about. You know, you going into the summer last year, they didn't have that experience of what a Division I off-season summer was like. So being able to go through the season and now understand the off-season, the true grind and grit that you need to get through it and what you have to put in. I was really excited, really, for everyone, because everyone was punching the clock extra. It wasn't just we worked out with coach. Guys were in the gym at night, getting up shots. Guys were working on the things. Guys was calling coaches, hey, can I watch film? Can I get some extra work in? So it was that part, and that's the culture shift I was excited about as a coach. And it also helped when, you know, you had our new additions, those guys, and they, when I say they've been in the gym, they've been in the gym, you know, Kwanzi Samuels, transfer from George Washington, grad transfer, 6'8", young man. Then we had Abdul Samba from Rhode Island, and then Eve Nkomba from Kennesaw State, and Catrell Blocker from Buffalo. Those guys have been adamant about getting in the gym with coaches or on their own extra. And then I think when you have that, you know, new additions, and then the old, you know, the guys that were here returning, everybody's in the gym, and it puts that peer pressure on. Now, the guys that were here before, they were in the gym as well, but really just excited holistically because you're not starting over.
You actually build from something, which is very great to do. I know sometimes you want to have the challenge of putting the pieces together, but sometimes you just want to be able to build from something I know.
Right.
I got this. Let me work off of this.
Right. 100%.
And you know what, Meskis, how has it been having a new AD, getting less with new AD, and seeing the vision for IUPUI as you all grow the Jaguar brand? And since you all don't have football, you are the flagship program of IUPUI.
Yeah. You know, that's the part of the college athletics that you don't like to see. You know, Dr. Perry, you know, had done a good job transitioning IUPUI to the Horizon League, and wish him well on his endeavors and what he does next. The thing that I'd say about current AD Luke Basso is this, you know, energetic, passionate, and the thing that he's, you know, he's really connected in the state of Indiana, has built in relationships prior to coming, you know, to our university, had worked in the governor's offices and in some different places where he had established numerous relationships across the state, across the city of Indianapolis. So, you know, he's a person that brings energy, excitement, and, you know, he comes by here almost every day, you know, talking ball or just talking sports, talking life with staff, us, you know, men's, women's staff, but really the whole athletic department goes by and talks. So, you know, you see him a lot. And, you know, what I noticed, he's went to fight for us for a few times already, you know. So as a coach, understanding when your athletic director has your back, you know, going to ask for simple things and fights for you, you know, it's always positive when you know someone's in your corner.
No doubt. In the Horizon League, man, like, you know, you know, you all, this league is tricky. You know, some people got more than others, but trying to, you know, get you close to that middle range so you can compete. Because me going to Tennessee State, you know, going to IUPUI, resources is everything. And that comes like the Ohio Valley and the Horizon League. And having that person in place that really understands that and fights for you, man, is one of a kind. And I think I'm glad he talks to you. He can see your vision, see what you're trying to do for the IUPUI, just because, like, with me and Tennessee State, I played for them. You played for IUPUI. Now, nobody wants it to be good better than you and me. So that's why it's beautiful to have you there, and you're a Hall of Famer there as well.
Yeah, and that's it. You know, being able to ask, understand the vision, like you touched on, like, as an alum, nobody's going to want to have more success than me. Like, it's home. I was a part. We were a part of when it was winning, when having success and transition. And seeing when the program is winning, thriving, respected, the energy and attention it brings to the university. So that feeling to have back is nothing more than I want, because I want these young men to experience that, you know. So that's all we talk about, is continue to taking steps to grow and, you know, rebuild the program. But it's about winning too. You know, we want to win, and that's really all we talk about. You know, never going to set the bar low. You know, that's something that, you know, the AD's talked about, but that was already my vision. I didn't need him to say that, you know, to me or to my staff. You know, that was something that we always talk about. Hey, the goals, we want to play in the NCAA tournament. We want to win games in the NCAA tournament. That's the mindset, the focus of the coaching staff. And, you know, we're trying to get that to get embedded into the culture of the program. So you're not thinking about, hey, just winning a few games. No, that's not what it's about. You know, for us, it's to establish, put IUPUI, which will be IU Indianapolis here next year, and as we transition. So just really excited.
Yeah, like you said, man, that degree from IUPUI takes you a long way, because Indianapolis is a hub of Indiana, all that networking in the Midwest there. So also for you guys in the summertime internships, because you and I both know the ball stops out for me and you. I'm in radio, you're coaching, but the ball stops for us. And using our degrees, using our talents outside of court is very important. Talk about the internships that you guys can get, that IUPUI degree, and where our product can go with that name on their resume.
Well, I mean, it starts really, you know, I'll answer that, but it starts with our, you know, the core values of the program. And one of them is a D is in development, holistic development. So me, my staff, we'll meet with our players individually, and you got to know their why. You know, you got to know what fuels them. One, it helps you coach them, but also in those conversations, I ask, if you weren't playing basketball, what would you like to do? Think yourself outside the box 10 years from now, whether it's coaching, whether it's I want to be in, you know, sports media. It's, you know, it's a couple of different things that came out. One of our young men yesterday, me and him were just talking, and he talked about being an artist. So for me, or, you know, working with art. So for me, that's connecting him with our school of journalism and our school of art. And then being able to build and connect relationships for them. So the great thing, as you mentioned, about IUPUI, future to be IU in Indianapolis, we're in the hub. We're in Indianapolis, the capital city. We're two blocks away from downtown, the heart of the city. Hundreds and hundreds of businesses that are here. We actually, you know, what we try to do in the summertime and before the season gets started on Fridays, we try to bring in local business leaders to come talk to our team about internships, about life outside of basketball. You know, we were able to do that last year as a financial company came in, and one of our young men got an internship with them, and he's going to be able to get a job with them once he graduates. So this, you know, upcoming, we have some people coming in next Friday to talk to our team. And it's just about giving them the opportunities to see that the ball will stop bouncing. You know, the passes won't be caught. They won't be passed at some point. So, you know, you have to think outside of what you're doing currently in sport. And for us, as we know, in our time when we were in school, too many times we weren't talked about the life after. It was about, what can you do for me right now? Mm-hmm. And then when you needed that help later, it wasn't there. And so the biggest thing that we preach is the development, totality, holistically, and we're going to put them in situations, understand how to write a resume, been on internships, interview for jobs, so they're not doing these things first time when they're maybe 27 if they go play professionally or, you know, however long their professional career goes, but also giving them opportunities, because everybody, as we know, is not going to go play professionally, or, you know, the average professional career expectancy, I think it's 2.5 years, 2.5 years. But I always talk to them, okay, if you're blessed by the man above and you play 10, 33, 34, 30, you know, 30 to 35, depending on how old you are, you know, it's a lot of life ahead, you know. So, you know, being here in this city is great. It's countless opportunities to start your professional career. And Indianapolis is one of the thriving cities. And you can see the Final Fours, countless conventions are here. So the city does a phenomenal job with bringing business and has, you know, great opportunities to start your professional career here in Indianapolis.
Now, Mizell McCrane, training camp got cut 3 times. They're on the practice squads. At 25, I had a bad make decision. keep trying this and failing, or per se, or do something different. Now, I've told anybody, listen, my degree is not in communication. You won't believe this. I told you before, I was antisocial and shy. It's hard to believe, but it's true. And to me, to be doing what I do now, it wasn't part of my plan. And like you said, I never was given a what to do after Tennessee State. I had to figure that out on my own.
Yeah.
I'm lucky I did. But for guys who didn't, It sucks. But the fact that you're doing that for your young men now and caring about their mental, caring about their physical and their future, that's wonderful because unfortunately in our generation, sometimes a lot of times that wasn't the ideal. Like winning games, next assembly line.
Right. And that was just one thing that I wanted to ensure I wasn't a part of, you know, as you assistant coach, you're going through, you start to formulate your ideas and how you would want to lead a program. And for me, that was just one thing that was important. Like we're ensuring they know what they want to do. You know, everybody wants to play professional, but what if it doesn't happen? What are you going to do? Have you, you know, I was able to, based on relationships and how, you know, conducted myself, have relationships in the city, but everybody isn't us. So what about that guy that maybe doesn't have that relationship? What is he going to do? So it's on me and my coaching staff to help connect and build relationships for them. This is not something that we just talk about. It's something that you live and it's normal. It's not, you know, I wish it was normal in all programs and, but as we know, it's not.
You know, and Kareem, with the All-Star game coming to Indianapolis, if you and the Pacers going to partner up, maybe let guys practice over Joe Place or, you know, get some workouts in. I feel like it'd be an opportunity for the Pacers and you and the NBA, you guys to partner up and then put some resources in the you guys, man.
Well, I, you know, those conversations at times, as we know, when you get into those type of events is out of the coach's hands. But of course, we would love to, you know, the opportunity for, you know, the guys to come over and use our facility. But the thing that I'm a little upset about is, you know, we won't be in town. We have games away on the road. So that week, you know, we'll be gone. So, but hey, it is the nature of college basketball. But I know our university would be here willing and able to assist without a doubt if called upon by the, you know, NBA.
I hate that I'll be there. That's what's one of these things I'm going to go to. But I don't care where it is. I was going to go to Indianapolis. But yeah, man, like, I hate you all be on the road, but yeah, man, we'll be there. The JW Marriott, everybody else gonna be at. be there in full flight, you know, representing Atlanta, doing what we do down here, man. But for you, man, so for you, man, how has your summer been? Besides the work of coaching and leading this team, how's that degree coming up? You're working on, brother. How's it going, man?
No, you know, I appreciate that. You know, as a coach, one thing that you always we always challenge our players, man, you got to get better in the offseason. You have to get better. And as coaches, do we, you know, find ourselves getting better? Because, you know, sometimes you can just add players, but that doesn't make you a better coach. Did you really get better? So for me, I'm big on not just talking, you know, I try to lead by example. And so for me, opportunity to get better was, you know, starting on this master's program in leadership. And so the class is going well. Classes just finished up two this summer. And, you know, obviously had some time consuming things, but, you know, it made me actually think about different things. And we've been able to apply some things from the class and things that I had, you know, knew about previously, just been able to apply them in our evaluation of the myself, coaching staff, program. So it's been good, you know, it's been good. And the one thing that I share with the guys, hey, I got class too. So I don't want to hear, man, hey, I'm tired because I got class. I'm working. I come into weights. You know, maybe I'm not lifting with the guys all the time, but, you know, some they see me in there doing my own workout or whatever. So they know that my day is just as long as their day. And so now, you know, when I say, hey, man, can't be tired today. I'm doing what you're doing. And, you know, I'm able to get through it. So just, you know, just more relatability to the to the players. And just, you know, like I said, just really opportunity to try to make myself a better person, better leader.
No doubt. Well, I feel like you're already a damn good leader already, my brother. You're going to get even better. And like I said, yes, he's my friend. If you come for him, I'm coming back for you.
I appreciate that, man.
It's my guy, Matt Crenshaw on the Boss Man Show. Check out the IUPUI, the Horizon League. Cheer for those guys, man. Just friends, always my good brother.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on BS3Network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.